You're tuned into the best damn Husker and NFL coverage on the radio.
We don't fly at 40,000 feet. We're not big picture group. They had work to do today.
You're going to bring us two absolute martinis. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Gregeth and Hook Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Welcome back at Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480. We're going to do some NBA conversation here, and we're going to kind of bounce around a few different stories that you guys need to know about. We'll also talk about last night's game. But the first story I want to talk about, this is crazy. And I don't know how the NBA players ever allowed this to happen. I think it's absolutely asinine, and I think it's absolutely hilarious. And as it's funny because on like social media, if you read a lot of social media, you'll hear that the NBA is overtaking the NFL as like the national pastime, and that it's because the NBA is so good to its players and it's not about its owners, and the NFL just screws over its players and blah, blah, blah. But that's not actually true. Like, none of that's real. It's actually the opposite. It's 100% the opposite. So, and the reason I say that, number one, in the NFL, there is a team salary cap. There's not an individual player salary cap on how much money you can make. In the NBA, they cap what you can make. Not only do they cap what you can make, but if a bunch of jack ball media people don't put you on an all-NBA team, like, I don't know, Klay Thompson yesterday, did you guys see this story?
No, I didn't see this.
Klay Thompson's in the middle of a press conference, like a presser, after practice. And a media member says, hey, did you see the all-NBA stuff came out? Well, Klay says no. And they said, well, just so you know, you didn't make it. You're not on the first, second, or third team. It's funny until you see Klay's face when he realized it just cost him almost $80 million.
The max contract.
They have a max contract and they have a super max contract. Yep. If you've been with the same team and you're an all NBA player, all you have to do is make one of those three teams. Make one all NBA, first, second, or third team. Make it multiple times.
Well, we talked about
that. And you get a super max contract.
Well, we talked about that, I think, yesterday about Dame Lillard, because Dame Lillard, I believe, was on one of those teams who's now in line for the Supermax for $4 for $191.
The three guys that also were eligible was Klay Thompson. Bradley Beal was eligible had he made the team. He didn't. So he found out that, well, I didn't make it this year. Had a really good year, but he's now not eligible to make that extra $80 mil over the course of his contract. $80 million.
I'm confused. Is that just like a moral rule? Like, that's not an NBA rule. Like, if
yes, okay, it is.
No, it's an NBA rule.
That's written in their CBA.
Yeah. No way. So if you make an all NBA team, you are
if you're on one of those three all NBA teams, your team that you're currently on has the ability now to offer you a supermax that you'll make. It ends up being usually around $80 million, roughly.
Okay.
Giannis is actually the one. His is going to end up being 80. I want to say Klay's was like 60 difference because it goes up each season. Kemba Walker did make it, so he is in line for the supermax if they decide to offer him a supermax. They may not offer it to him. It's hilarious to me that social media would tell you that the NBA has it right, when I would tell you, actually, they have it wrong. Not only do they have it wrong in the sense that the media is helping dictate which players can be allowed to get paid a ton of money, but also with the NBA, because of that Supermax contract and the stuff like that, like, their free agency system is so jacked up right now and so bad and so wrong, it's hurting the league. It's absolutely... It's fun, the drama that's going on, but it's hurting the NBA.
What are some problems that you're seeing?
Well, okay, for example, too, like with the Kimba Walker Supermax contract, his team specifically cannot, let's say they have it and they want to offer it to him. You're essentially pulling out one of the major keys for like pieces for free agency because it's not an open market. Whereas like in the NFL, let's say Pat Mahomes doesn't get offered a contract and he hits free agency. It'd be like if the Chiefs could offer him an extra $80 million, but no one else would be eligible to go do that.
He's off the market.
Right. So he's basically off the market in that sense. The players have to sacrifice if they want to move on to another place.
Yeah, they have to lose that. So forfeit that money.
Right. So for social media and all these like social media keyboard warriors that want to pretend like the NBA has it going on because it's their favorite sport compared to the NFL, and they're in the minority because, by the way, the NFL's ratings tell you that it's the king. But for being, they're always trying to also pretend like they're pro player and all these things. But if you back the NBA, you're backing ownership. Because the ownership has it set up to where if you want to leave, you have to sacrifice a ton of money and leave it on the table.
Yep.
When LaMarcus Aldridge wanted to get out of Portland, which the only reason he's in Portland is because he got forced to because he got drafted there. Mm-hmm. When he got drafted to Portland, when he wanted to leave Portland, he left like $40 million on the table. And just said, yeah, I don't need this money. That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
That's crazy. Wow. A team should be able to bid for these players and go get these players.
And yeah. No matter what.
Also, I would also argue with you that the in the NBA, the way it is, it's kind of similar to the NFL in the sense that everybody's got money. They're all making money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the NBA is making good money in terms of the franchises. This isn't like Major League Baseball where you've got these old school cheap owners like the Royals owners that won't spend money.
Yep,
and then 1 year they will, 1 year they won't, that sort of thing. In the NBA, I promise you, if there was a true free agency like they have in the NFL, Giannis wouldn't be stuck being the only superstar on his team.
Mm-mm.
They would be able to overpay for someone to get someone in to help him and that sort of thing. Like it just, I hate this. I hate this process. Yeah.
I just can't imagine when you were painting that picture of Clay. I can't imagine what his thoughts were sitting there knowing he wasn't on one of those teams. You know, like, what is the thought process now?
Yeah, I don't know. And then here's the other side of that, too. I guess if you're a Warriors fan, you should be mad because the one thing that your team could have done that would almost ensure that Clay would have stayed
was that.
Now he can make the same money from you as he can the other teams.
Yep. Now there's a
so
whole
if you're
pool
on that other
teams.
Side of it, if you're that fan, you're mad because
it's a whole pool of teams now.
Yeah. Which again, the home team should be able to, if they really want to keep a guy, have a chance to outbid other teams instead of it just being now, hey, we all can offer Clay the same thing. So now it truly is Clay just picks where he wants to go. He'll
free
make
agency,
the same money.
It's
all good.
Now. Free agency at that point.
But I just, it's such a screwed up way that they do it. And I don't know. I think the NBA is going to have a lot of stuff to try to clean up, which it tried to last time. You have to remember before this, it was even worse. Before this, because the players' contracts are all guaranteed, which was their first mistake. But before, like you had a team like the New York Knicks that signed Allen Houston to a fat contract.
Oh.
And then he had to retire because he was hurt, but they still had to pay him. And it was on their cap. So for like the next 6 years, the Knicks were missing a superstar level salary that was on their deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a work in progress. But
so you think if you ask like the average person, they will say the NBA is better than the NFL?
No, social media does not represent the average person.
Okay.
But it represents the like super loud minority, in my opinion.
Okay, so what has to happen for the NBA to realize they need to make these changes and actually do it?
I think they're starting to realize it because they got another next time their contract comes up, there's already been talk there about changing a few of the things.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the way that everything's been negotiated, I don't know why the players would give that up unless they'd have to up the salary cap more, and there's a lot going on there. It's a strange deal, man. Like I don't know how they got here, and I don't know how the players allowed this to happen. I mean, they're making a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. You know, Clay's still going to sign a contract for around a hair under $40 million, right? So per season. So, I mean, he's still making a ton of money, especially if you compare it to like NFL players and that kind of stuff. Now, there's more players on an NFL team, so that's why it's lower for NFL players. There's more money in the NFL.
Yeah.
But it's one of those deals where I can't believe that they've allowed it to where the media decides if you're going to get paid all that extra money.
I agree.
Like, that's nuts to me.
Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be.
If I was an NBA player, to be honest with you, I have no reason to have an agent. If I'm one of the top guys, I can forego that whatever 6% or whatever percent it is they make. Because the money I can make is already slated for me. It's already set there. Like, you know how much everybody in this next class of free agents know exactly to a dollar what the max amount of money they could make from different franchises.
Yeah, it's already set.
So I don't know why you'd need an agent.
So interesting.
The NBA's become a weird world because you don't need agents and you don't need GMs really anymore either. At least not for the superstars, because they go out and talk to guys and get them in, and Chris Paul gets recruited, and you know they talk behind the thing and then go inform the other teams, hey guys, I'm going to go to Houston. Their general manager doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to sign with them. And you guys need to either trade me to get something back, or I'll just go.
I'm just going to go.
Yeah, just heads up.
Wow.
It's a weird dynamic. I know people in 2019 don't want to hear this, but you need management. Like, you need management. Whether it's in sports or in regular business, there needs to be a hierarchy and there needs to be a management. If you're just average workers run the business instead of having people like managing and that can, you know, that have been there and can do, it's not a good situation. That's not a good setup. It will fail. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of it, the NFL is the opposite of that, where you have hierarchy, where you have, you know, your owner, your GM, your coach, then you'll have a few players in the league that have a lot of power. Otherwise, it's them boom, 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 and employees. And that there's a reason why the NFL is the most successful business that we have for sports. It's run correctly. It's run correctly. Absolutely. For how to be successful in this. But you also get social media warriors who then say, well, the millionaires have all the power, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they're also the ones that foot the business. It's kind of how it works, guys.
A lot of the risk.
They're the one. Yes, exactly. 100%. Yes.
It's the risk factor. That's what happens.
Like right now in the NFL, on the Kansas City Chiefs, for example, there are only three people that will take a hit if this Tyreek Hill thing goes sideways. And none of those three people are players. Those players will still get paid.
They're all getting, yes.
With a capital P-A-I-D. They'll, one way, shape, or form, be playing in the NFL. It's the ownership group that might lose money. It's the coach that might get blackballed. Mm-hmm. And it's the GM that might lose money or lose his job. That's the hierarchy of things. That's part of that business.
Part of the business.
So the NBA, it's strange how they do that. Now, the reason I bring all that up, it's a long way to get here, but last night in that game, when you watched Giannis, and Middleton's a really good player. Middleton is a really good player, capable of being an all-star,
absolutely,
you know, certain seasons. He's a really good player. But the way the NBA has turned into, how do you win championships? You build yourself a super team now.
Yeah, you got to have it. You got to have another star.
You need a Miami Heat, LeBron, Wade, Bosch. Yep. You need
even going back,
you know,
to the
Golden State.
You go back to the Celtics when the Celtics had
their
little.
I mean, hell, the Cavs still had three guys that were have been all NBA players on them.
Yeah.
And Kevin Love, Kyrie,
and LeBron. Yep.
Giannis has himself.
That's it.
And it's showing up in this series because the Raptors have found a way to make him inefficient and make it hard on him. And then they're daring everyone else on that team to show up.
Yeah, because his buckets last night, the last couple games, they're not
They're
easy.
Hard,
They're
yeah.
hard. Well, and what they've also done, what they've done a really good job is on the defensive side with him, they're forcing the ball out of his hand. As soon as he gets it, there's doubles all night long. They're forcing that. Or he's got to make a play that is hard to make.
Right.
To try to get around two dudes. And it's been tough at the rim for him.
The difference between this series so far, in my opinion, is that you've got Kawhi Leonard, who is one of the top five players in the league. You've got Lowry, who's made all NBA teams, and he's been an all-star and one of the better point guards in the NBA. You've got Gasol on that roster, who's been all NBA and been a really good player, although he's older now, obviously. Ibaka, who is an all-NBA player at times in his career. All defensive player at times in his career and been an all-star. And I think people are forgetting as you watch this series that the way the NBA has evolved once you get to these final four teams, it's the haves versus the have-nots. And if you're a have-not and they can slow down and figure out a way to make it hard on your one guy, unless he's LeBron James, you're not going to go very far. And that's what's happening right now to Milwaukee.
Yeah, for sure. And I was just kind of looking at the box score, and you talk about the star or having other people around you. I find it unique when you look at the Bucks and their distribution of shots. Okay? You've got Giannis he had 18 shots last night.
Mm-hmm.
You look over at Kawhi. Kawhi had the most shots in the game. He had 25 shots. But look down through the rest of the Bucks roster. Bledsoe took 14 shots. Brogdon took 17 shots. Lopez, 12 shots. Like, they're forcing the ball out of Giannis. On the star, like, if I'm Giannis, I need 20-plus shots.
Yes.
In these games. And he's not getting there right now. And that's a tribute to what Toronto's doing him. But I look at those distribution of shots, and I look at Brogdon, who had one less shot than Giannis. There's no way. No way that should happen.
Yeah.
Because on the other side, you look at it, and then you got Leonard with 25 shots. Lowry had 17 points last night. He only took 11 shots.
Yeah, he was more efficient in what he was doing.
You know, but they only had three guys with double-digit shots. Four guys with Van Fleet, who's playing very well right now, too.
Yeah, we're starting to see it in the NBA, and we're starting to see it in these, specifically in these playoffs. And, make no bones about it. When you are Steph Curry, when you are the non-all-pro Klay Thompson, if you're Kevin Durant on that Warriors team or even Green, if you have an off night, you've got usually three other superstars on your team or three other all-NBA, all-star players. If you are Kawhi, you have a bad night, you can look over at Gasol, Lowry. Siakam's going to be the most improved player. You got Green, who's won multiple championships. Like I said, Ibaka's on this team. You've got guys you can look to and rely on. You don't have anyone that you can look to and specifically rely on on the Bucks if Giannis is not able to take over the game.
No. And nothing with history either. The only guy you could look over there on that
Middleton's
bench.
Middleton's
a good player, but the only other guy you can look at that's got some playoffs experience and has been through is Hill.
Yeah.
But then what are you getting out of Hill?
And if Hill's your number two guy, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's point blank.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Ask LeBron when his team was hurt and he was relying on Hill like he was a big-time player. All right, let's take a break. I believe we will have Matt Quintero in here coming up. We'll chat with him about the movies that are out. And then, again, we got DDT Dr. Dane Todd coming in. So we'll have a lot of fun there. You listen to Greg at the Hooks. Back.